Well, the Morrison government's embarrassing defeat on the floor of the parliament over the medical transfers of refugees and asylum seekers has unleashed a toxic brawl over border protection. It's a polarising debate that looks set to run right through to the ballot box in May. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins me in the Parliament House studios. Hello, Alison.
Good morning, Fran.
Alison, we know the government lost the vote in the parliament, the first government to do so in almost 80 years. But has it lost the bigger battle? The PM is now going all out to turn this into a question of who voters will trust to keep the borders protected and the country safe. Is this argument any less potent in 2019 than it was in 2001 or even 2013?
Yeah, there's lots of precedents that we can look at, Fran. That's certainly what the government is banking on. It is the government's strategy to pose the question, who do you trust when it comes to stopping the boats and keeping them stopped? Scott Morrison used the trust word repeatedly in his press conference last night. It was echoes of John Howard in 2001, in 2004. The Prime Minister already trying to spin what was a very significant defeat on the floor of the Parliament into a triumph at the ballot box. And Labor has given him an opportunity here to keep talking about border protection all the way to Election Day, which you would have to think would play to the advantage of Scott Morrison, considering that, like it or not, he was the man who stopped the boats in the first place. He wants everyone to remember it was the coalition that had the mettle to go hard on border protection. That's a mettle that Labor doesn't have, according to the Prime Minister.
Bill Shorten and the Labor Party demonstrated tonight that they have no such mettle, that they will easily compromise these things, that they will be blown about by the winds of whatever may push them one way or the other. He cannot be trusted on our borders, and Australia cannot trust Bill Shorten to make Australia stronger. He will make it weaker.
Now, the PM already framing the contest ahead, Fran, declaring that there is a very real risk that the boats will start up again, and if indeed they do, they will be on Labor's head.
The Prime Minister says, OK, sure, it'll be on Bill Shorten's head, but will the boats start up again? That's the question. What is in this bill, Alison, that would encourage asylum seekers to chance their arm?
Well, not a lot. Critically, the refugee transfer bill only applies to those people who are currently on Manus Island and Nauru. It doesn't apply to any future arrivals. So in theory, there shouldn't be any influx of boats. But there is no doubt that the people who will be affected by this law, this change in law, are closely watching developments here in Canberra. Baruz Bishani, he's on Manus Island. He says he was surrounded by fellow refugees and asylum seekers. They were all crammed in watching a television, watching the government lose this vote in Parliament last night.
Lots of refugees are around me and they are happy. We were watching the Parliament what is happening in Australian Parliament very closely. I am very happy to see that after almost 6 years, the Australian Parliament finally made the decision for humanity.
So that's asylum seeker Baruz Bishani, who's on Manus Island, has been for 5 years. Those people on Manus, they're all men, are seeing this as good news. Why wouldn't that message be a good news message to all those waiting in ports in Indonesia or in the region waiting for a boat to come to Australia?
Yeah, well, that's what the Prime Minister and the government fears will happen.
What they think the people smugglers will try and sell.
That's their message. That's the way that they can sell their product to people who want to eventually come to Australia. Now, we are hearing a fair bit of hyperbole from the Prime Minister about the end of offshore processing, how weak the borders will be under Labor, how murderers and pedophiles will be brought to Australia. Now, there is a danger that he is overcooking the argument, but the Prime Minister also very keen, Fran, to let it be known that contingency plans are already being drawn up to deal with any influx of boats, if indeed people smugglers can sell their product to people in Indonesia. The relevant ministers met last night with Border Protection Command, to start this contingency planning. What they're planning? That's not yet clear, whether it's the reopening of Christmas Island Detention Centre, more sea patrols to try and stop any boats reaching Australian waters. There's likely to be a meeting of the National Security Committee of Cabinet this morning. The government building the atmospherics, this sense of crisis, to try and keep maximum pressure on Labor.
It's tricky, though. The more government tries to do that and build the pressure on Labor, the more it's sending a message out to the region that, you know, there's a schism, there's a gap in the border protection regime.
Yeah, come on down.
The bill will be back in the Senate today. How quickly will this be law?
Well, if the numbers are the same as what they were when the unamended bill was first passed in December, then it will clear the Senate today. Now, that would be Labor, the Greens and four crossbenchers. But there's no room for error here, Fran. And there is a suggestion that Darren Hinch may be wavering in his support, but we're checking that out as we go to air. The government was giving indications yesterday that it would be filibustering to try and drag out the process, but it's clearly now seen that the writing is on the wall and that this bill will in all likelihood be passed by the Senate today. The PM says it will go through, it will follow a normal process. There were some questions around whether the Governor General would give the bill royal assent given the constitutional cloud over the legislation, but the Prime Minister says it will receive assent in its normal manner.
Alison, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Our political editor, Alison Carabine, and full coverage of this issue on Breakfast this morning, starting with the Manager of Opposition Business, Tony Burke, after 7:30. It's 6:17 on Breakfast.